The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
You know, there are times where you got to take a step back and you have to offer your support. It could be support to someone that was the opposition, someone that was on the other side of the aisle, and especially when that someone passes away. You know, when you lose them, you know, they were there. You had this great relationship. But when they pass, you eulogize them, right? And so, you know, there's this old hood eulogy that I thought of when I thought of our next guest, an ardent supporter of the Michigan State Spartans and the Mark D'Antonio era. And so I wanted to pay tribute. I wanted to pay homage to the Michigan State that we knew, the Mark D'Antonio that we've known. And this is for Rico Sparty.
I like to keep stepping, but I can't get past the pain.
I'm sorry, Rico. Sparty, it'll be all right. It was good while it lasted. You know, we're always going to remember what you were. It was good for a time. That's right. This is for you, Rico.
This is for my homies. Well, well.
This is for you, Sparty. We appreciate all that you were. It was fine that you had all this success for a time while we were away. And we're going to miss this time. We're going to miss all the success that you had while we were figuring things out. But at least you experienced it. You experienced the good life for at least a second. That means something. That means something. Hold on to that memory. Because I'm going to hold on to that memory for you. Of you at your best. Of you at a time where you had a chance to see what it's like to be us. So, you know, at least you can say you were there for a time. You couldn't live there, but you could rent there. And with that, Rico Sparty, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
Yes, Chris. I thought you were talking about your love train, because I'm like, honestly, I got a couple things, Sam. Can you really eulogize? I mean, the inevitable will probably happen, but you may be jumping the gun a little bit. I mean, stranger things have happened. And
stranger
two,
things have happened.
You're talking about, hey, because Michigan State is now gone and you're back, but you guys haven't done anything.
No. I'm talking about relative to Michigan State. I'm talking about the relative comparison of these two programs. That's what I'm talking about.
I got you.
Where you were right, compared to where you right are, and then right where Michigan is, you know, where they were for the time where you were up. I mean, clearly, you know, for a good, I don't know how many years has Mark D'Antonio been around there? For a good,
it's like 13, 14 years.
So for 8 of those years, at least, there was no question that Michigan State was on top in this comparison, in this duel that Michigan State was ruling the roost, not just on the field, but in in-state recruiting. Had those things going, was the
no,
cream of the
crop. Okay. Okay, is this the narrative you're going to go with? Under Brady Hoke, y'all had top 10 classes. Hold on, Rico.
I'm offering an olive branch. I'm offering support. I'm trying to be here for you.
You're offering a cup of spoiled milk.
Rico, I'm trying to be here for you, man. I mean,
why are you trying to be here for me?
I'm sympathizing right now.
I don't know why.
Why won't you take this offer of support I'm trying to show you?
what are you trying to offer? What's the support you're offering me? I'm not understanding.
So what? Okay, so how about this? Let's get into it. What happened? What happened, Rico? I mean, we looked early in the season, and Michigan State, I was touting them as a team that would win at least 8 games and had one of the best defenses in the country. And now, how did we get here?
That's a million-dollar question. I don't think anybody saw what's happened so far, especially coming after that last game. It just, I think it was just like the death of a thousand cuts with a knife. There's no one particular thing that happened. It's just a lot of little things have happened. And now I think the team has just kind of lost their swag and their confidence. They're almost the last game, they looked bipolar, where they started off great and then just ended like they were hoping that the clock would just run out because they couldn't get out of their own way. So to answer that question, I have no idea. It kind of hit everybody. Like, wow, I thought this team, especially the defense, would be a lot better. I think the defense, my opinion, Sam, and this is just my opinion, I think the defense tried to do a little too much to support the offense that wasn't clicking. And when you step out of your lane, sometimes, it's a detriment to yourself. So that's just my opinion.
All right, so how we know about what Joe Bocci meant to this team on the field. But Joe Bocci as a leader, as a rallying presence, it's hard to, at least for me, outside looking in, it's hard for me to see the kind of collapse that we saw happen last week happening if Joe Bocci is there for his football team. Is that overstating his importance to the team?
I mean, a little bit, because a lot of the defensive leaders are also on that line, and Kenny Willekes and Raekwon Williams. So I just think it was just, once again, I have no idea what happened last week. If Bocci were in there, you know what, Sam? You can make the argument that maybe he stops the bleeding, but you also got two of the other captains on the defense, and they couldn't keep that thing from sinking.
I'm at a loss. I just thought 8 games was a given for this team. And so now you head into this Michigan State game. And I know you hear the sayings, the cliches that, a wounded animal is a dangerous animal. I get that this, in a weird sort of way, ironically, I think this makes this game even bigger for Michigan State. The kind of season that they've had thus far, it's even more of a Super Bowl. And so where do you, Rico, following the team as closely as you do, where do you put the odds for Michigan State on this one? What kind of game do you think this one will be?
On paper, Sam, this game should be the exact inverse of Brady Hoke's last game. When he came up to Spartan Stadium, it should be on paper. Mm-hmm. But when these teams play, a lot of emotions happen. And like last year, I thought you guys should have blown that team out. I mean, they were playing fourth string and walk on players, and it was actually a game going into the fourth quarter. It was 7-7. So I don't know. I mean, history says it's still going to be probably within 10 points. But this is a game that Michigan should really go out there and have their way. I mean, Michigan in the last 10 quarters playing a lot better with Michigan State. I think that 3-game stretch, man, of Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State just took too much out of them. And looks like they have not recovered.
All right. So now let's talk about Mark D'Antonio, Rico. Like I said, I don't know anyone that covers that program as closely as you do. I don't know anyone that is as close to the people in the program as you are. I don't recognize this Mark D'Antonio, man. I mean, the one that said a couple of weeks ago, well, at least we are 2-7. I know I'm paraphrasing, but something along those lines.
He said that.
That's what he said. He said, at least we're not 2-7.
Right. He was like, we're 4-4. At least we're not 2-7.
I
the math on that doesn't actually add up, right?
You're right.
I know.
But
it's like 14 teams in the Big Ten.
I don't understand this guy. I said during the week, I looked at the uniforms, Rico, and I said, Mark D'Antonio, let his squad go out there looking like Danny Terrio. He let him go out there looking like that's. This is not the Mark D'Antonio that I know. And so I'm asking you, are we seeing the last days of Mark D'Antonio as the coach of the Michigan State Spartans?
Probably not. Now, is that what I want? That's not really up to me, but I would say probably not. A lot depends on what happens in the final three games of the year. Now, if this becomes Bobby Williams 2.0 and Michigan goes 49-3, strong possibility, maybe he retires. But if the final three games end up being respectable, you know, God forbid they pull off the upset, then no, he'll be back for another year.
So check this out. I actually think it might be that. And I said this in a show last night, and I wonder, follow me on this for a second.
Now are we having a serious discussion right now or no?
Yeah, for a second. For a second, we're being serious, okay. Rico. I actually think it might be the reverse, that if Michigan does pull a 97 or a 2002 in this game, that Mark D'Antonio won't leave, that he will come back because he wouldn't want to leave it like that. But if they happen to pull off the upset, well, okay, well, this was my curtain call. This was my last act. You know, I'm ready to walk off into the sunset because I beat Michigan one last time. I actually think a win would usher in a new era quicker than a loss would. What do you say to that?
I see the logic behind that, Sam. And since we're talking seriously, I think that if it's 49-3 type of an outcome, I think the decision may be taken away from him.
But who would fire him, though? Who at Michigan State would fire Mark D'Antonio?
Probably a collective. It would come down to the new president. It would be the new president's really first big task to step in there and kind of say, hey, we're going to fix this thing. We're going to start doing things right here at MSU. And the football program, you know, it's big. We got to make some changes. I think if it gets embarrassing. Now, if it's a loss, then I think he comes back and says, hey, let me get one more chance to fix this. Now, the problem was what he did last winter when he reshuffled the deck and just rearranged the coaches, I think he used up all the goodwill with the fans. And with a lot of people were like, okay, you pushing your chips all the way into the middle of this table. You better roll a 7. And he ain't rolling a 7 right now. So it's Sam, this is the decision for people who make a whole lot more money than me, because that's just a big thing. If you do get rid of him, who then makes the choice? And are you confident in these people making a choice? Personally, I'm not. Because, I mean, these are the same people who couldn't get the Larry Nassar stuff straight. What makes me think they can make a good football hire? I mean, Sam is almost at a stalemate, and I guess we just got to wait the last three games.
Why don't you?
If you want to be real about it.
Why don't you just go get Mark D'Antonio 2.0? That's Luke Fickell, right? I mean, he is literally minus the working at Michigan State's part, but defensive coordinator at Ohio State, head coach at Cincinnati. I mean, the track has been laid, it seems.
Well, Sam, if you remember what I said like 2 minutes ago, that makes sense. But I don't think that they could successfully pull that. I think Luke Fickell could be standing there with a sign saying, I'll coach for free, and that administration will find a way to screw it up. I don't trust them. I think it's probably the biggest thing. And you can't really bring in Luke Fickell if you already have a football coach. So you got to find some place to put Mark D'Antonio. So does he walk away? Do you fire him? I think right now they're almost depending on him walking away to kind of save them the trouble of firing him. But I don't know if he's going to actually walk away.
All right, this is another big key question, Rico. And I don't know if you can answer this, but does Mark D'Antonio ever get deposed?
Next question.
I think he's going to get deposed. Yeah, you think he is?
Or does Michigan State just settle it before that happens?
Once again, remember what I just said, how they just can't get things right? If it were me, I would have settled this thing a long time ago. I think it's almost gone too far. Well, I don't even think you could settle anymore. So I think Blackwell, hold up.
Blackwell would definitely settle. let's be clear. Now, it depends on what kind of money you're talking about. But he would settle.
Okay, you know what? Yes, let me put it like that. When it probably could have been settled for a lot less, they said no. So now it depends how much do you want to pay. And honestly, I think, look, I don't want to speak for Curtis, but I think Curtis more so wants an apology.
Oh, yeah.
Money is nice. I think Curtis wants an apology first and foremost.
I think he wants both.
Swears up and down. Everybody swears up and down on Curtis's payroll, so
no.
I don't want to even get into that because I'm going to get Spartan fans mad at me saying, how much money Curtis giving you? So I'm backing away from that.
I think he definitely wants the apology piece, that money without the apology is a non-starter, but the money is important. So, you know, we'll see how it works out. But Rico, you know you're my guy, right? You know you're my man. I mean, your only affliction is Michigan State. Ira, can you help me out real quick? Can you help me out with my buddy, my pal out?
Wait, Sam, I got a quick question before you send me out.
Okay.
You there?
I'm here.
Have you canceled your room for Indianapolis yet?
No, I have not yet, Rico, because I can keep.
I know you get to go to South Africa.
My reservation can be moved to the next year. So if I have to keep moving
next
my
year.
Reservation,
God, there it is.
My reservation,
there
it is. If I have to move it, I can move it. But at least
Sam,
I'm still alive. My team is still alive. The era is still here. I want you to know it's not like London or South Africa. I want to let you know that I'm here to support you. That the Mark D'Antonio era was outstanding. It was unbelievable. It's one of those things that you can carry with you the rest of your life, Rico.
Right, you know? But Sam, I got a question. Does it bother you that another U of M may be going to Indianapolis,
but it's not you? It's one of those deals where, you know, you got a chance to live in the high rise for a time. And just because you're back down there with the peons anymore, or it's right now, doesn't mean that you never had that experience. You lived a good life for a time. You sipped the wine. You ate the cheese.
You realize Minnesota's going to make it
just because you're eating the scraps now. Doesn't mean you didn't get a chance to experience what it tasted like. You did.
Not going to answer that, are you? Not going to answer that.
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to even criticize the in-house pharmacist anymore at Michigan State. If it allowed you to experience what it's like to be us, then I'm willing to say that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I want to share that with you.
You really didn't win much.
Give me some volume. Give me some volume, Myra. I need him to hear this. That's right, Rico. It'll be okay, man. This is for you, Rico. This is for you, man. It'll be okay. This is for you. All right? You gonna come see me Saturday.
Last time you played music, come by the Victor's Lounge now.
Come by the Victor's Lounge. I want to see you, man. I'll let you get a drink. Drink on me, man.
Okay.
See you Saturday, Rico. Rico's party. Thanks,
man.
A lot.
You crazy, man.
You're the best, Rico. Appreciate it, buddy.
That was Rico.
No problem, Myra.
Rico's party. Always have fun with Rico. Appreciate it. We have coming up. We are going to switch gears and get back serious and talk about a Michigan team.
That wasn't serious? Well, speaking of a Michigan team playing Michigan State, they just took care of business against Spartan.
They did. And this Michigan team has advanced in the Big Ten tournament, and they are going to be taking on Penn State tomorrow. We're going to catch up with Michigan men's soccer coach Shaka Daly. So stay tuned for that. Before we get to the break, though, I want to point your attention to the guy that brings you the monster moment of the game every single week. His name is Mike Porter. Now, you know anything about Mike, in this very short period of time that he's been on these airwaves, you know that his encyclopedic knowledge of Michigan football is amazing. It rivals Steve Clark. I mean, the guy can go back to a game 30 years ago and tell you everything that happened at what point in the game. He's that kind of Michigan fan and supporter. But as impressive as that is, it pales in comparison to the level of expertise that he brings to his day job, which is running the show at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor. Mike and his team of highly trained and skilled arborists make any tree trimming and landscaping project a breeze. So whether we're talking about pruning, trimming, removal, small, large, and monster size, stump grinding, emergency services, you name it, Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor will get the job done. They are the best. If you find yourself in need of Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor, serving all of Washtenaw and Livingston counties, go to whymonster.com. That's Y-W-H-Y, monster.com, or call 734-385-4444. Again, 734-385-4444. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side, the Shaka Daily here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.